The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 15th Chapter, Text Number 39, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 17th, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Vajra, the son of Aniruddha, grandson of Lord Krishna, at Mathura as the king of the Shurasena. Afterwards, Maharaj Yudhisthira performed a Prajapati sacrifice and placed in himself the fire for quitting household life.
So, Maharaj Yudhisthira, first of all, appointed his grandson, Parikshit Maharaj, the emperor of the whole world. Then, he distributed only intimate families, because Krishna's family, Jadu dynasty, and this Maharaj Yudhisthira's family, Kuru dynasty, they were related in so many ways by marriage. Maharaj Yudhisthira's mother, Kunti, belong to the Jadu dynasty, means Krishna's aunt, Krishna's father's sister. Similarly, Arjuna's wife, Subhadra, here is Subhadra, she became the wife of Arjuna, sister of Krishna. So there are so many family relationships. Krishna's family and the Kuru family. Krishna was not present, therefore Maharaj Yudhisthira was taking care of the children, grandson. As his grandson was posted as emperor, similarly Krishna's grandson was also situated as the king of Surasena, in which province the Mathura is there.
Mathurayana. So, you can read the part word.
Maharaj Yudhisthira, after placing Maharaj Parikshit on the imperial throne of Hastinapur, and after posting Vajra, the grandson of Lord Krishna, as the king of Mathura, accepted the renounced order of life.
Yes, this was the system. Then one must retire. Just like at the present moment, although people are asking the president, do you retire, you resign, he's not resigned, obstinate. Because he knows this is the first and last chance, I'm not going to be elected again. You stick to the post and take as much money as possible, that's all. But formally, they voluntarily retire the king. In India also we have seen so many big, big politicians, they could not give up their political job. Even Gandhi, I wrote a personal letter to Gandhi that Mahatma Gandhi, you are recognized all over the world as a very pious man, and you are supposed to be very devotee of Bhagavad Gita. Now you have got your independence, you fought for independence, now you have got independence, so I request you to take the teachings of Bhagavad Gita to preach all over the world. That was my request. Because I was thinking of preaching this Bhagavad Gita. So I thought that Gandhi's position is better. If he takes up this job, preaching of Bhagavad Gita, many people will give attention. Just Acharati is Shrestha. He is recognized good man, so people will follow. But he did not do so. he stuck up to the politics. And unless he was killed by another opponent party, he did not give it up. Similarly, I have seen other politicians also, Jawaharlal Nehru, Pant, they would not give up. Pant was so weak, I have seen. He could not stand even. He was doing like this, all this. Still he would not give up. Similarly, Jawaharlal Nehru, he was paralyzed. Unless he was dead, he could not give up. This is not Vedic civilization. Vedic civilization is that at a certain age you must retire. Never mind. The age is divided into four parts. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra. So Vedic civilization means varnasram dharma, accepting the institution of four varnas and four ashram, social and spiritual order. For social order, there must be Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, and for spiritual order, there must be Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. This is the system. So, unless you accept this institution of varnasram dharma, you are not considered as civilized man, Arya, Aryan. Aryan means who are making progress under the institution of varnasram dharma. That progress means to approach the Supreme Personality of God. That is the goal. And people do not know that. Not only now, formally also. Nati vidu sartha gatin hi Vishnu. They do not know what is their ultimate goal of self-interest. Why Maharaj Yudhishthira is retiring from the... So that is not... to become king is not the ultimate goal of life. No. He has got another ultimate goal of life. He remained as a king as a matter of duty. Just like you work in some office or as a professional man, you work as a lawyer, you work as an engineer, you work as a medical man, and that you can do because you have to do something to live, livelihood. It doesn't matter. But to become an engineer or to become a scientist or become a medical man or a lawyer, that is not my ultimate goal of life. That is needed to maintain the body and soul together. But that is not ultimate goal of life. Ultimate goal of life is to realize God. That is ultimate goal. For that purpose, you may be what you are, but you must retire. At the present moment, people retire by force or by somewhere. But they do not know what is the ultimate goal of life. There are many retirement houses in your country, but they do not know what is the ultimate goal of life. Ultimate goal of life is to understand the Supreme Personality of God. Because in your busy life, you have got very little time. Therefore, after grihastha life, 50 years after, not that, more than that, panchasadhang manam bhaja, then you must retire. It doesn't matter whether you have finished your duty or not. It doesn't matter. You must retire. And then, after being trained for some time, being retired from the family life, living secluded life, not exactly secluded, but detached from family life. Let the elderly sons, daughters, they can take care of the family, and the husband, wife, they travel to different places of pilgrimage. Again, they come for some time, but without any attachment, as guests in the house of his son. In this way, when he's trained up, then he says to the wife, now you live with your son, they will take care of you, I am taking sannyas. So everyone has to take sannyas. It is not that a particular man, simply Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has to take sannyas. No. That is obligation. You must. In Buddha philosophy, everyone has to take sannyas and live as a sannyasi for some years. That is their duty. So, Maharaj Yudhisthira prepared himself for becoming sannyasi. Sannyasi means renounce. No more family response or any response. Simply to become pure devotee of the Lord. That is sannyasi. Anasrita karma phalam karjam karma karoti ja sa sannyasi. What is the sannyasi definition? Sannyasi means he works, but not as the enjoyer of the fruit of the work. That is sannyasi. Everyone, kormi. Kormi means he is working hard, day and night. But he wants the fruit of the work to enjoy himself. That is kormi. Sannyasi also will work hard, day and night, but he will not take the fruit. It is for Krishna. That is sannyasi. Sannyasi means sat. Nasi. Nasi means renounce. And sat means the supreme truth. One who renounces everything for the sake of supreme truth, he is called sannyasi. That sannyasi, formality is to change the dress. But anyone, just like this Maharaj Yudhisthira, Arjuna and his brothers, they are all sannyasis. But still, formality, they accepted sannyas, gave up the attachment for the house, and this way, because he is king, if he does not set example, then others will not accept sannyas. But
the system of four orders of life and four castes in terms of quality and work, known as the Varnashram and Dharma, is the beginning of real human life, and Maharaj Yudhisthira, as the protector of this system of human activities, timely retired from the active life as a sannyasi, handing over the charge of the administration to a trained prince, Maharaj Parikshit. The scientific system of Varnashrama Dharma divides the human life in four divisions of occupation and four orders of life. The four orders of life, as brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyasa, are to be followed by all, irrespective of the occupational division. Modern politicians do not wish to retire from active life, even if they are old enough. But Yudhisthira Maharaj, as an ideal king, voluntarily retired from active administrative life to prepare himself.
Apart from the politicians, because king means he is also a politician. As soon as we speak of king, he is in politics. So these are the examples. Although he was also a great politician, he had to fight in the battle of Kurukshetra. He had to adopt diplomacy, everything. But not that he would forget his real duty. This is perfect civilization. That one should not forget the real duty. The real duty is to fulfill the mission of the human life. The mission of human life is to understand God. And God is there. We cannot deny God is there. But we do not know what is God, what is our relationship with Him, that we do not. Just like in your country, the currency notes are advertised, in God we trust. But if we ask anybody, this is the slogan of your state, what do you know about God? Nobody can reply. They say it is something like this, something like that, but no, everything vague idea. Nobody knows what is God. Neither he knows how to trust in God. That is instructed in the Bhagavad Gita. What is God and how to trust Him? This is the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita. But the people do not know. They simply have the slogan, in God we trust. Nobody knows what is God. But we are trying to give the contribution. What is God? Not only God, His form, His name, His address, everything we are giving. Here is the form of God, Krishna. If you do not believe that He is not God, then you must say, what is your idea of God? If you do not know what is the idea of God, then you must accept from me. And how can you deny that Krishna is not God? First of all, you have to know what is God. God means the Supreme. That is the dictionary word. Supreme Being. So Krishna is the Supreme Being. Krishna is the Supreme Being. You just see, Supreme. Here we see a rich man, he enjoys, and his assistants, his managers, his secretaries, they work. They bring money from business, from factory, and the proprietor enjoys. It's a good example. Similarly, here is God. He is in the enjoying spirit. He is not going to the office to manage his factory. No, he doesn't go. He simply enjoys. That is the injunction of the Veda. Natasakarjam karananti, the definition of God. What is God? What is God? The idea is given in the Vedas, Upanishad. Natasakarjam, first thing is that he has nothing to do personally. That is first qualification of God. If he has to do something personally, then he is not God. Natasakarjam karananche vidyate, natasya sama adhikasya drishyate. Nobody can be equal to him or greater than him. This is definition of God. Any subject matter, suppose opulence, riches, so nobody can be richer than God. Or nobody can be equal with God. This is greatness. God is great. How He is great? That is defined every particularly. He is great because nobody equally rich with Him. Nobody is richer than Him. That is God. Everybody is poorer than Him. Therefore, natasya sama, sama means equal. And adhika means greater. How God can be great? If somebody is greater than Him, how God can be? God is great. If somebody is equal to Him, then how is great? Just see how the definition is given perfectly. Natasya karjam karananja vidyate. He has nothing to do. Because he is great, why he should work? All the subordinates will work. We are all subordinates. Therefore, we shall work for God. But we have made our formula that God shall work for me. God give us our daily bread. We have nothing to do. Simply give us our bread. What is this? But the Vaishnava idea is that without giving bread to God, God will die. Jasodama is thinking, if I do not give Krishna to eat something nice, Krishna will become lean and thin. That is love of Godhead. How to serve Krishna? How to serve God? Sriman Mukhi. That is real religion. When we are not to take service from God, but we are ready to give service to God. That is real religion. Savai pumsaṁ paro dharma jato bhakti radhokhaji adokhaji. God is beyond our senses. Therefore he is adokhaji. So that type of religion which teaches the followers how to serve God, how to love God, that is perfect. It doesn't matter whether it is Christian religion or Hindu religion, no. If the followers are trained up how to love God, how to serve God, that is perfect. That is being taught here. In this Krishna consciousness movement, there is no such teaching to ask from God, no, to give everything to God. That is Krishna consciousness. That is required. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj is a devotee, therefore, although he was the powerful emperor, still he is now sacrificing his life for the service of the Lord. This is human civilization. At least at a certain point of your life, you must sacrifice. If you haven't got anything, money, then you can sacrifice your life. Pranai rathai dhya vacha itavat janma saphalam dihinam yodeshu. This human form of life can be perfected. How it can be perfected? And pranai rathai dhya vacha. Prana means life. Artha means riches. Pranai artha. Dhya. Dhya means intelligence. And vacha. Vacha means words. So we have got four things. We have got our life, and everybody has got some riches, either 1 pound or 1 million pound. Everybody has got something. This is called artha, prana, artha, and everyone has got intelligence. And everyone has got the power to speak. So we have to engage all these four things. Either four or three, or two, at least one, we must engage. Prani rathi dhya sreya charanam sada. This is the principle of religion or perfection of life. Itavat janma, then our life will be. There are many other slokas in Bhagavatam. Atapung vidya.